what I want to do today is I want to share a chiddush. The chiddush is, I think, very, very, very emes lamitos of Torah that has halachic significance, hashkafic significance, and limud haTorah significance. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at three separate sugyas. We're going to ask kashas in three separate sugyas. And each of the sugyas we're going to look at, the kasha is going to be on a shita that is lo kahalacha. So today we're learning sugyas that are lo kahalacha. Three sugyas, lo kahalacha, asking kashas, and hopefully developing a soul, which is going to be very, very relevant, lahalacha, and to life itself. Okay, so let's take a look. Sugya number one is the Gemara that we've spent some time on already this week. And that is, the Gemara tells us when it comes to lighting candles, machlokas beisham beisil, do you go up, do you go down? Beisham says you go down, beisil says you go up. Beisil says you go up because malam bakos ve'moridin, keneged yamim ha nichnayotzim, and beisham says you go down, keneged yamim ha nichnasim, and keneged pari hacha. Because on Sukkot, when they would bring karbanos, the first day they would bring a series of parim. The first day they would bring 13, the second day 12, and down all the way to 7. So question number one, and the obvious question of sugya is, what exactly is Beis Shammai saying? You go down on Hanukkah candles because of Pari HaChag. What in the world does one thing have to do with the other? Makesher. Makesher is the core question. Pari HaChag is Din D'oraisa, Hanukkah is Drabana. What exactly is the relationship, and does Beis Shammai learn from Pari HaChag? That's question number one. Now notice, do we pass my Beis Shammai? No, but who am I asking Akasha? I'm asking Akasha on the shita that is low kahalach. Okay, that's sugya number one. Sugya number two is on daf chav beis amid beis anta chav gimel amid aleph. And the Gemara has a very famous machlokes which we're going to have to spend a lot of time exploring. And that is whether hadlaka osa mitzvah or hanacha osa mitzvah. The Gemara has a real shita that says hanacha osa mitzvah. Perhaps the mitzvah is not to light the candles, but it's rather to... the candles. And the Gemara tries to bring rayas back and forth. And the Gemara, in the course of that discussion, says, Toshma. Let's bring a raya. De'am Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yeshua ben Levi teaches Ashashis. Ashashis is a great big lantern of some kind. A kli gadol shel zechuches bala'az. Ooh, what does Rashi say? Bala'az?
Lantern.
Yes, it is a lantern. That's exactly what it is. It's a big, big flame. And it is Shahaisa Dolekes Veholekes Kolayon Kula. And this flame is lit all day long. So Lamotze Shabbos, now it's Motze Shabbos Chanukah. What do you do? So the Brisa says, Mechabe Umadlika. You extinguish and you relight. That's the Brisa. So now the Gemara says, I Amris Bishlama Hadlakosa Mitzvah. So if you hold Hadlakosa Mitzvah, then indeed Shapir. That makes perfect sense. Extinguish and rely because you need a hadlaka. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Ela iyamis hanacha osa mitzvah. But if you hold what?
Place hanacha.
Hanacha is the mitzvah. Placing, not lighting. Hi. Mechabe umadlika. Extinguish and light? No. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Rather, mechabe, extinguish, umadbia, pick it up. Umanicha, put it down. Umadlika meboile, and then relight it. That's what you should do. So the Gemara brings a raya. Clearly, the fact that the Gemara did not say that whole quartet of activities, that hadlaka osa mitzvah. Now, Rabosa. And then the Gemara concludes, the old me to come varchina, Hashem shabbos atzivam, lahadlik, ne'er chanukah, shmamina, hadlaka osa mitzvah, shmamina. So the halacha is hadlaka osa mitzvah. Moreover, v'hashta min hadlaka osa mitzvah, hidlika cheres shoyte v'katan. If someone who is not chayv in mitzvah Chanukah lights neros Chanukah, can you be yotze with his hadlaka? No. Why? Because hadlaka osa mitzvah. If hanaka osa mitzvah and a cheres shoyte v'katan lit the candles, what would he do? Pick it up and put it down. But since hadlaka osa mitzvah, cheres shoyte v'katan shidliku lo asav loko. Okay, Rabbi said, how do we pass? Hadlokos mitzvah or hanachos mitzvah? Hadlokos mitzvah. So comes on Tosis and asks the kasha. Tosis, I don't understand this Gemara at all. You lit the candles when?
Before Shabbos.
They lit 25-hour lights. Motzei Shabbos, if Yod HaNachos HaMitzvah, yes indeed, Mechaba Madlik, if Yod HaNachos HaMitzvah, what should the Gemara said?
Lift it up,
put it down. But what does the Gemara say? Mechabe, Mabia, Madicha, and... So says Tais, I don't understand. V'im Tomar. V'amai Mechabe, V'chozer, Madlik. Why do you have to? Extinguish and relight. Dabosagi! Just pick it up, put it down. Kim danachos HaMitzvah. Da'ata mi guard Luka v'omedes mi lika cheresot v'katan. If a cheresot v'katan lit the candles, what would you do? Pick up, put down. So if it was lit already from before Shabbos, what should you do? Pick up, put down. Why do you have to extinguish and relight? Says Tosis, V'yesh lomar. So Tosis says there's a clue in the Brisa as to what is the pshat in the Brisa. What's the clue in the Brisa? There's a clue. The Brisa gave you a clue. What's the clue in that eight word Brisa? What? Motzei Shabbos. When did you lit these candles? You lit these candles when? Erev Shabbos. It's a 25-hour candle. Now it's Motzei Shabbos, so why did you light the candle? You lit the candle, l'shem Nero Shabbos. The Mari Shidlika Mitchilas Latzor Shabbos. V'lachin Gora Midlika Cheshad V'katan. The Hassam Shemadlika. The Hassam Shemadlika Ba'ita Nikra Adavar Shemadlika L'shem Chanukah. When a Cheresot V'katan lights the candle, so good, it's not a hadlaka, but it has a chaloshim of a near shell Chanukah. And now what do you have to do if you hold an achos mitzvah? Pick up it there. But over here, why do you light this candle? You lit this candle for Shabbos. Meaning, what do you mean for Shabbos? What's the character of the candle that you lit Friday afternoon? It's Nero Shabbos. It's Hadlakas Nero Shabbos. So now Motzei Shabbos, you know what it's still called? It's still called Nero Shabbos. And therefore, what do you have to do? You have to create a Ner Chanukah. How do you create a Ner Chanukah? Extinguish relight L'shem Chanukah, and then, indeed, Hanachos HaMitzvah. But here, the chefza of the ner is a ner shell Shabbos. Does Tosfos make sense?
Yeah.
Good question, good answer. Good question, good answer. So says Rashi, first line, Ashash is kli gadol shel zchus b'lad lanterna dolekes shidlika lemitzvas Chanukah be'erev Shabbos. So says Rashi, why do you light this candle on Erev Shabbos? You lit it l'shem Chanukah. 25 hours later, you want to go ahead, you hold Hanacha Osem Mitzvah. So what do? I'll tell you what I would do. Pick it up and put it down. What does the Gemara say you do? Mechabe, pick up, put down, umadlika. Question number two is, how are we going to understand this Gemara according to Rashi? Now,
what Rashi
says, we're talking about a Ner Chanukah. Tosi.
The Friday
candle was lit l'shem Ner Chanukah. If it's lit l'shem Ner Chanukah, then why, if you hold on Achos HaMitzvah, pick up, put down.
Right.
Why do you have to go ahead and extinguish and relight? The same kasha Tosis asked and Tosis answered near Shabbos. Hadra kushal aduchta. Now we have a kasha on Rashi. That's question number two. No answers right now. Just to highlight the question, Rabbos, how do we pass hadlako hanachos mitzvah? Hadlakos mitzvah. So the kasha we're asking is not la halacha. It's within the sheet of Hanochos HaMitzvah. Why would you have to go ahead and extinguish and relight if it was lit l'shem Ner Chanukah? It's a kasha on Hanochos HaMitzvah, lo kalach. Third sugya. Gemara later on in Daf Chav Gimel Med Aleph raises the question of Birchos Chanukah. What brachas do you make when you light Neros Chanukah? And the Gemara tells us over here, Chav Gimel Med Aleph, on the first night of Chanukah, you make Yom Rishon, you make three brachos. You make a bracha lahadlik, shasanisim, and shechiyanu. And it says, on the second night and thereafter, you make two brachas. Subtract a brach. Gemara says, Maimamait! Which one do you subtract? Gemara says, duh. Which one do you subtract? Memait zman! You subtract Shechionu. The Gemara asks Akasha, V'nimot Neis. Maybe you should subtract Sha'asa Nisim. Meaning what? Meaning what? How many brachas are you making every night?
Two.
And you're going to subtract Sha'asa Nisim and you're going to say what? Shechionu every night. Gemara says, nah. You're not going to subtract Sha'asa Nisim. Because after all, kol yoma neis, kol yoma isay. Every night was an ace. So for sure you should say Sha'asa Nisim, subtract Shechionu. What's my question? Did the Gemara know how to learn?
Yes.
I think so. If the Gemara knew how to learn, what in the world is the Hava Amina that you should go ahead and subtract Sha'asa Nisim and say Shechionu? What kind of Havamina is that? Havaminas have to make sense. How in the world is there a Havamina to say a Shechionu every single night of Hanukkah? No answers. Rabosai, this question is on something that's lahalacha or on something that's a Havamina that's rejected by the Gemara. It's rejected by the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't accept this. So we have three kashas. Kasha number one is according to Beis Shammai, why Parei Echad? Kasha number two is according to Hanachos HaMitzvah, why Mechaba Madlika? Kasha number three is what's the Havamina, which is Loka Halacha, that we're going to say a Shechionu every single night. And we're going to subtract Nes. Three Kashas, none of them are Halacha. So what is the idea over here? One more Gemara. And this is a Gemara in Maseches Erchin, Daf Yud, a very, very well-known Gemara, if you happen to travel in the neighborhood of Erchin. Okay? Gemara says, and I get my annual Yom Ha'atzma'ut joke when I learn this Gemara. Gemara tells us, as you will see, take a look at source number four, look at inside. Shmona Asar Yamim Hayachid Gomer Bahenes Hahalel. 18 days a year, you say a full Hallel. What are the 18 days? Shmona Simei Hachag, 8 days of Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Shmona Zimei Hanukkah is 16. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres is Sukkis, is Shavuos, for a total of 18. Ubagola, and in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to add 3 days for the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, Esim Ve'echad. Tishrei Yimei Chag, Shmona Yimei Hanukkah, Shnei Yom Tov Shel Pesach, Ushnei Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Good? Now watch this. The Gemara asks Akasha, my shna bechag d'aminan kol yoma, umay shna ba pesach d'lo aminan kol yoma. Why by Sukkis we say a full halal how many days? Every day. And by Pesach, how many days do we say full halal? Only the first day, chutz la'aretz, 2 days. Otherwise, chatzi halal the whole way through. Why by Sukkis is it a full halal every day, and by Pesach it's only a full halal on the first day of Yontif? That's the Gemara's kash. Good. What's the Gemara's answer? Gemara says, because kol yoma dechag, every day of Sukkis, chalukin bekarbon osehen. Pesach ein chalukin bekarbonosei. What's the Gemara answer? What's the Gemara saying? Every day of Sukkis, we have a chiluk karbonos. What does chiluk karbonos mean? Every day there's a different number of karbonos. First day, 13. Second day, 12. Third day, 11. And therefore, every single day you recite a Hallel Shalom. But when it comes to what? When it comes to Pesach? Same carbon every single day. Every single day. So therefore, yeah, you'll say a Hallel Shalom the first day, but thereafter, no Hallel Shalom. Rega. What? Because in Chutz Laaretz, the first 2 days is the first day. It's a Sfeika de Yomos. We don't know which days. We don't know which day. Okay, Rabose, watch this. Aham, Mr. Tigman. Watch this, Rabosai. Now, some of you who are jumping to give answers, I'm 100% positive your answers are correct. But I wanted to develop this in this way for pedagogical reasons. I want to ask... I want to ask the following chakira. Listen carefully. Is Sukkot one 8-day holiday, or is Sukkot 8 1-day holidays? So I would suggest, in light of this Gemara, what does it mean, Chaluk in the Karban Hosein? Is that every single day of Sukkot has a new status of Chag. It's a new chag. And it's defined as a new chag by the fact that we bring carbon, different carbonos. Pesach is 1 8-day chag. Sukkot is halachically viewed as 8 1-day chagim, as evidenced by Chaluk and B'Karbonosei. And therefore, there's a brand new mechayev of Halel Shem every single day. Because the second day of Sukkot is not the second day of Sukkot. What is it?
It's the first day of
this. It's the only day of this Yantiv, and therefore, new carbon, new Mechayv of Hal. Came along the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, how should we pattern, how should we build this Chag Dirabbanan called Chanukah? And they said the following. They said, it's patterned after Chag HaSukkos. And just like Chag HaSukkos is what? It's not 1 8-day Chag, it's 8 1-day Chagim. So Chanukah as well is 8 1-day Chagim. And that's the pshat, listen carefully, in Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. The mitzvah of Ner Ishu Beso, every single night, what are you lighting?
One candle.
Every night is the exact same. Mahadrin! If you hold Mahadrin, what are you lighting every single night? Five people in the house? How? You're lighting five candles every single night. Mahadrin min Mahadrin. What are you doing? You're lighting a different number every single night. And therefore, you establish every single night as a brand new Yontif. Says Beis Shammai. Once you're learning the pattern of how we are going ahead and celebrating Chanukah from Sukkot, go Keneged Parei HaChag. That's so appropriate. So go down just like you do Keneged Parei HaChag, because that's Chaluk in the Karban Hosein. That's the pshat in Beit Shammai. Next Gemara. If you hold Hanacha Ose Mitzvah, what did the Gemara say? Mechabe Magbia Manicha Umadlika, says Rashi, even if you lit the candle the night before, l'shem what? L'shem Neros Chanukah. Why? Because it's exactly the same as what Tosa said. When you lit l'shem Ner Shabbos, it's a different thing. So you light Neros Chanukah. So too, if you lit l'shem Ner Sheni, tonight is Ner Shlishi. It's a different yontif. It's a different chag. You know what you have to do? You have to create a candle that is what? That is near for this yontif, which is Leil Shlishi of yontif. You need that kind of chag. What's the havamina of the Gemara? that maybe you should say a Shechayanu every single night. Yeah, because every single night it's a new Yontif. It's a new Yontif, and therefore there's a half a minute to say, maybe you should say a Shechayanu every single night. So Rabosai, I'm very proud of the Shtikl Torah, I must tell you. I think this is like Emes La'amito, Shel Torah. This is like beautiful. Now, what I just want to share is we took three sugyas. Each one of them is lo kahalacha. Is lo kahalacha. Parei achag is lo kahalacha. Hanochos amitz is lo kahalacha, and it's a havamina. But nevertheless, the conclusion, the Shtikl Torah, in my humble opinion, is 1,000% true lahalacha. And how do I know that? Because Rabosai, we say a Halel Shalem every single day of Chanukah. Every single day of Chanukah we say Halel Shalem. Why say Halel Shalem every single day of Chanukah? Why not just say Halel Shalem the first day and then go Chatzi Halel the rest of the time like we do Pesach? The answer is because every single day is a new Yontif. And as a result, as evidenced by the Mahajim and the Mahajim, and therefore, it's an occasion to say a Halel Shalem every single day. In other words, yeah, Beis Shammai is correct in his premise. Hanachos HaMitzvah, there's truth to that premise. Yeah, there's a Havamina to say Shechianu. We don't say Shechianu every single night. We don't. Because perhaps yeah, it's similar enough to the prior night, so it's not an occasion of Shechianu V'kimanu V'kiyom HaZman HaZeh. But in principle, this idea is 1,000% true. And as a result, and there's a Musar Haskel as well. And what's the Musar Haskel? Is a lot of times, especially Chanukah, I know this for myself, first night of Chanukah, you're excited. You're excited. There's a Chavivas HaMitzvah, you're excited. You sit around, you spend time, you play dreidel, you do whatever you do, gifts, whatever you do, whatever your family minhagim are. Second night, yeah, there's still some excitement. Third night, it's like, starts to, and by the sixth, seventh, eighth night, okay, let's light the candles and let's move on with our, so the Musar Haskel is, and it's a Musar Haskel for life, is that we have to see the nace of every single night, and we have to see the uniqueness of every single day. Every single day is special. Every single day is significant, and when you get to day six, seven, and eight, where maybe you're running out of steam, so understand it. No, this is a new Yontif, and it's a new Yontif because you're saying a new Challah. And I would tell you that this is a Yesod in life, because so often in life, in Yeshiva, okay, I've been in Yeshiva now, it's December 3rd, Lamin Yanam, Yud Zayin Kislev, Lamin Yanenu. And like, I've been here 3-4 months, another 3-4 months to go, and like, it's like the same thing every day. You get into a routine, and maybe you lose some of that freshness. And I think the yesod is, and the message is, and the idea is that you have to generate. You have to understand, whoa. When Rav Berg was speaking yesterday, I wasn't listening to a word he was saying. You know why? Because I was looking at the sunset. And like, it sets, I mean, I was listening to what he was saying, but I was looking at the sunset because the sunset was like crazy beautiful. But it's the sunset every night. It's the same thing every night. The answer is no. Every day is special. Every day is unique. Every day is new opportunities, new challenges, new things that you can go ahead and accomplish. And that, Rabosai, is one of the many messages of Neros Chanukah. Yes, questions, comments. Yitz Gekovich.
You just lit a candle Friday afternoon.
You lit Friday afternoon for the third night.
Let's say the case is most Shabbos is the first night.
Oh.
Still.
So then, no.
Then
you didn't light a Ner Chanukah. It's not a Ner Chanukah.
You had in mind that this candle is for Chanukah.
I'm not sure if that works. I don't know. I don't know. If it was Erev Chanukah, I don't know if that works. Maybe it does. I'm not sure. But that's not the case. The case is you lit it L'Shem Chanukah the second night. And now you're lighting it for the, and now it's the third night.
And according to the chat, why would the Gemara say that we don't say Shechianu?
Oh, that's right. I answer that question. The answer is because, I get that question every year when I say this over. Yeah. And the answer is that first of all, two answers. Number one is, even Shechianu is a bracha that is expressing something experiential. Thank you, Hashem, Shigiyonu Lazman Hazeh. I got to this time. And yes, a new chag warrants a shechinu. But since, yeah, it's similar to what I did yesterday. It's close enough. Therefore, the more appropriate bracha to restate and say again and again and again is Sha'asa Nisim. Sha'asa Nisim is reflecting that, yes, today's a new day of Nes, and that's a more pointed bracha than Shechianu, because Shechianu demands experiential, like I feel special, and the reality is we don't always feel as special the third, fourth, fifth night as we do the first night. Sukkah.
The problem is we only have one Nes.
We're not. That's not true. That's not true. How many, how much, how much was there? How much was there? Well, there was one flask. And that one flask should have gone out the first day. Nace. Should have gone out the second day. Nace. Should have gone out the third day. Nace. Should have gone out the fourth day. Every day that it lasted was another nace. No. Because it was, it should have gone out every single day. It should have gone out. It didn't. And that's why we are lighting different numbers of candles. You start with one, you go to two, you go to three, reflecting the fact that this is not the same as yesterday. Yeah!
So why didn't you pattern Hanukkah over Sukkot after, rather than
Sukkot? I'm telling you why. Because we want you... No, because we want you to appreciate the uniqueness of every... It's not the same, because every day was another ace. And therefore, every day is an occasion for a new holiday.
You want it.
It is. It is. We want it, and it is. Kalati! Yes. Also, but you don't. It's Rashi that forces this on us. Rashi presses us into this direction. Correct. Okay. Avikon.